Welcome to Daniel Britt and Friends, an hour of good music and fun conversations featuring gospel music's brightest new artists, as well as legendary tributes and memories from its past. Now, here is Daniel Britt.
The Gaither Vocal Band new project is greatly blessed. Last week, we started the world radio premiere and had so much conversation with Bill Gaither and new music to preview that we could not contain it to our one-hour program. So we're back this week to pick up where we left off with the song Muddy Water from the Gaither Vocal Band project, Greatly Blessed.
And I think it's self-explanatory. I think a lot of us are trying to get clean, just hanging around the old places, you know, and doing the old things. Until you get the real water, you're never going to be clean.
Down in New Orleans on the banks of the levee, my mouth was dry and my heart was heavy. A gray old man fishing next to me saw that look on my face and he began to speak. I said, through my years, I've learned my lesson. We're on the same boat trying to get. Son, let me give you some free advice.
You can't quench your thirst drinking muddy water, or wash your soul in a dirty stream.
You can't quench your thirst drinking muddy water. There's only one well where the water is clean.
Muddy water, dirty stream.
This is Daniel Britt and Friends. Bill Gaither's with us. We're going down the list of songs on this new project. Greatly Blessed is the title, and it releases August 10th nationwide. This next song is one that I know Mark Lowry had a great love, and Michael English had a great love, even had a part of his career he spent with the Goodmans. And this next song is direct from the Goodman catalog. Sounds like home to me.
You know, Aaron Wilburn traveled with the Goodmans for several years. And Rusty had a way of finding good young talent. And he saw this poor little skinny guy and put his arm around him and said, you know what, you're a good writer. And Aaron has written some many great songs. When Karen Peck is with us, and we always say, you got to sing 4 days late, you know. What a great writer, and what a great idea person. And I think everybody loved the song back when Vestal and the Goodmans would sing this. What the vocal man tries to do on every project is to never leave our past. And this is a very important part of our past, this kind of sound, this kind of harmony. I think here again, we took it and made some a beautiful treatment to it. I think Michael does a fantastic job on the first verse. And then I think that Mark down in that, I love to hear Mark in that low range. And I love to hear the low three-part harmony. And then when David takes that chorus, that last chorus, I think it's stunning. I of course, I love this group and I love the sound, but it's the beauty of having so many different voices that you can do so many things with. And I hope that this is just the beginning of exploring all the possibilities that this group of singers can do.
Somewhere just across the Jordan River is a place of everlasting joy and peace, where the stream of life is flowing there forever, and the crown of life is waiting there for.
Sounds like home to me, right where I want to be. There'll be no tears to fill our eyes again. The hills will echo with the story as we sing of his grace and glory, where the saints of God will be. That sounds like home to me.
Oh, they say there's only joy inside that city. Little children playing by the tree of life. No pain, no disappointments there will hurt us. And Jesus Christ himself will be the light.
That sounds like home to me, right where I want to be. There'll be no tears to fill our eyes again. His grace and glory, where the saints of God will be. That sounds like home to me. That sounds like home to me, right where. The saints of God will be.
the Gaither Vocal Band's new project, Greatly Blessed. I remember when you would introduce the Tallies singing this this song when it first came out, and I'm assuming they're the first or one of the first to record this, but I could kind of see it in your eye. You really hung on to every word of this song and wanted to get this message to the people. I know how to say thank you.
As I mentioned earlier, we just did an entire video shoot about gratitude and being grateful. And I think one of the biggest sins of our culture today is the sin of ingratitude. I think we live many days of our life without being grateful for the good things that God has given to us. This was a true story, and I got to make this short, but we were on vacation, and my 6-year-old grandson was on a bicycle behind his father, my son-in-law, Barry. And Barry looked around just in time to see his bicycle hit by a car, threw him in the air about 12 feet. The ambulance came and put him on a stretcher, took him to the little local hospital, and he was still conscious, but said, we got to send him to the Boston Children's Hospital because this is a serious accident. And you can imagine our entire family was there, all three of our kids with our grandkids for vacation. And, you know, immediately we just started praying and saying, God, please, please, please be with this little one. Well, we got a call from the hospital. And this happened about 3 p.m. About 9 o'clock, they called and said, so far, we cannot find a thing. We've done MRIs and everything. This is pretty amazing, because when I saw them take him out on that board with his neck in the neck brace where he couldn't move, his eyes did follow me. I said, Jess, we're going to be praying for you. Now, here again, I don't know why God heals some people, and I don't know why he protects some people and doesn't. And I'm not going to say he loves us any more than he loves the poor little kid that maybe was paralyzed for life. So I want to be very, very careful here. And the song says this because my daughter and her husband wrote the song. It says, I don't understand why some things happen. I don't know why bad things happen to good people. And I don't know why some things end and others last. I don't know the rhyme, the reason. I don't understand the words that people pray. But when I do see your hand of mercy, Lord, that protect me from the danger in my way, I do know how to say thank you. I know a blessing when I see one. And I think when we live a life of gratitude, there will be bad things happen. I don't think we have to thank God for bad things that happen. But I do think we have to say, God, can you get me through the bad things? But when the bad things don't turn out to be so bad, I do think we can't go anywhere except a heart of gratitude.
I don't know about the future. I don't understand some things about the past. I don't know why some things happen. I don't know why some things end and others last. I don't know the rhymes and reasons. I don't understand the words some people pray. But when I see your hand of mercy, Lord, protect me from the dangers in my way. I know how to say thank you. I know a blessing when I see one. I'm a recipient of grace through the hours and the days. I know how to say thank you. There were times today when angels stood around me and I couldn't even see. There were times times when I was hurting, and then you stepped in and took the pain for me. And there were moments when you stopped me, Lord, so I could smell the roses by the road. And though I'm not the wisest person, there are some things that beyond a doubt I know. I know how to say thank you. I know a blessing when I see one. I'm a recipient of grace.
Say thank you. Greatly Blessed is the new project releasing August 10th in stores everywhere. Pre-release copy available online at Gaither.com and even for a discount there at Gaither.com. We're down to the last song on here, and this is a classic gospel song that has this wonderful worship feel to it. I have to say, you listen all the way through this, and when you get to, especially to the end, you hear this wonderful kind of a haunting kind of a, I called West Hampton. I said, so who's the chancel choir or boys choir you got to do this? And he said, believe it or not, that's two people, but it's wonderful. It's a wonderful sound. Wes knocks it out of the park on He Is Here.
One of my concerns when we reorganized the group was that Wes, who's a new talent, did not get lost, because I got to tell you, I've said this so many times, I have sung with nothing but great singers in the vocal band, and they are all very, very special in their own way. I think Wes Hampton has one of the best voices that I think he's what I call microphone friendly. I think when it goes to the microphone, filters out to the audience, it is one of the sweetest sounds that I've heard. I mean, David can thrill you with what he does. He's kind of an exciting kind of a singer. Wes is more of a mellow. He just wraps his voice around your heart, and I think this probably exposes him at his very, very best. And this song is so perfect in a in a context of worship when you don't know what else to say except to honor the presence of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.
I sense an awesome movie of the Holy Spirit, and I see His countenance resting on your face. I know that there are angels hovering all around us, for the presence of same. I searched for peace among the shadows dark.
Gaither Vocal Band, boy, we've listened to some outstanding songs on this new project, and in case you've been living under a rock, the Gaither Vocal, we need to mention this, the Gaither Vocal Band is Bill Gaither, Mark Lowry, Michael English, David Phelps, and Wes Hampton, and a stellar lineup. How much fun have you had going from the four voices to the five voices?
Well, a lot of fun, and I don't know why I even did that. You know, I when we made the change, you know, to be honest with you, if I could do it, I would go with 10 voices or 12 voices because, you know, we had the reunion 2 years ago, and they all came back except two. We had 15 out of the 17 ex-members. And I was talking to Joe Mascalo of the Imperials, and he said, I'm not sure we could get that big a percentage back if we were to do a reunion. So I got so much talent there to work that when you go into the studio, you can say, oh, you know what? So you could do this line better. Or, David, this is a perfect line for you. And sometimes there's a little bit of a drive, like Marco say, you know, let me sing this line. I think I could do this. And I love to see that, you know.
Yeah.
The production of the CD basically is with, for the most part, the whole group does it with exception of Mark. Now, Mark doesn't like to be in the studio much, so he always says whatever you say. But Wes has got some good production ideas, but it's mainly David and Michael and myself. And you look at all of this talent and you say, man, we can go anywhere we want to go. And Daniel, I want to ask you, after you have heard 13 tunes, did we waste one tune on that whole project?
Oh, I don't believe so, no. They're all winners. I mean, that's the thing. Some groups can do that so effortlessly, and it seems like the vocal band has done this. Now, I know there's been hard work, but the way you guys just knock it out of the park, it's like, that's the vocal band. They could have done that an afternoon, you know, because there's so much talent there.
Well, in all fairness, it took us an entire year because, first of all, you have to get the songs. I mean, the songs have to be there. But when I look at that list of songs, I say, you know what? There's not one song I would fast forward on this. And I've done that before with our own projects. After they were out there for a couple, 3 months, you know, I fast forward because there are various reasons. Sometimes I fast forward because I'm not in a serious mode. And then sometimes I fast forward because I'm not in a light mode. I look at this project and when I play it for people, I try to get some highlights and I find myself just going from song to song. And I look at the person who's listening and if I see he's getting bored, I will go on. I haven't found that yet, Daniel, and so that thrills me to death.
Hey, before we let you go, we had someone on the Facebook. I think I understand the point, but it's a very simple question, and you probably get this a lot, and you probably start thinking, well, do they want me to go away? People always want to know, when are you going to retire? And I think you understand the spirit there.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? That is a very, very fair question. You know, the only thing that keeps me going is a project like this. I mean, if I've got something new to go out and sing, I mean, as long as I have breath, I will go out and do this. Now, when I come to the place where I can't find a new song or I can't find a new idea for a video or something that really excites me, a weekend like Myrtle Beach where we do have a chance to get to know the people better. And by the way, that event is coming up in October again, and that thing is growing because it's a fun place to go to. That will keep me coming back. But when I get to the place where I say, you know, there are just no more songs out there and we're not coming up with any ideas, but I just shared 13 great, fantastic songs with you saying, I believe every one of those. There ain't nobody going to rob me of my joy. And I believe the blood of Jesus can make us clean. And as long as I feel that strong about it, you know, I'm going to go on until the Lord says, hey, this is it, and you're out of here.
Well, we're excited about new vocal band music. Again, the title is Greatly Blessed, street date August 10th. And for your time, we thank you, Bill Gaither. You're a good man, Charlie Brown.
You're very good. I told somebody even yesterday, they said, who's the bright young talent coming along? I said, well, in radio, his name is Daniel Britt. I'm very proud of you. And continue doing it.
And now for the remaining time we have, let's revisit with Michael English and David Phelps from the Gaither Vocal Band from a 2009 conversation.
I do crave more training. You know, even now, every once in a while, at least once a year, probably two, maybe three times a year, I go into a coach and say, okay, this is what I'm doing. What do you think about this? And, you know, have to correct a few things or, you know, it's just... To me, that's part of it. And, you know, I used to have people come up to me and say, I would hear them sing and either them or I remember one time this girl sang and her mother came up and said, you know, she hadn't had any training and she was very proud of that. Mm-hmm. And I thought, what a waste, you know, to have this incredible natural talent and to not be responsible with it, to go the extra mile to see where you could take it, you know. And I come from a family that was real big on education. Both of my parents are educators. So when I said I wanted to be in music, it wasn't, okay, let's go ahead and let's just step into it, make it work. It was, let's get educated about it. You need to go to school and figure out how to be the best you can be. So at any age, I mean, education's only going to make you more knowledgeable about what you do. I'll tell you, for the longest time, right after I got out of school, and then we, after a couple of years, we moved to Nashville. Mm-hmm. It was there, and part of the culture in Nashville was looked down on education because it is an industry that, you know, is made up of a lot of people with really incredible raw talent, which I sit and listen to, and I'm like, wow, you know, I'm not saying that I don't appreciate it. I absolutely do. But now at this point in my career, having looked back, I'm really, really thankful for my education that in the line of singing that I do, where it's belty and heavy and dramatic and emotional, there are nights when I go, boy, I'm glad I know how to do this thing because it got me through tonight. You know, I can mentally make a switch and go, okay, I'm going to have to sing it this way tonight because that's all I've got, you know? Yeah. And so that's been very, very helpful to me. And, you know, I always encourage everybody, you know, to go get an education, no matter what their field is. It's going to open up your options, you know?
Hmm. Did you meet your wife at college?
I did. Yeah. I did at Baylor. We met our freshman year and, we started dating our junior year. So, hmm.
Is she
was elementary education, and right now she's teaching our kids.
You're your parents, your wife, Bill.
Yes, I am. Really am. I love learning. I'm a student. I sit back and, you know, all my time with Bill, I just soak it all in. Hmm. To the point where, you know, a few years later, after he said something, I'll spit it back to him, and he kind of goes, "Oh wow, I didn't know anybody was listening to that."
Great. David Phelps is our guest today. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends.
All my life long, I had panted for a dream from some cool spring that I hoped would quench the burning of the thirst I felt within. Oh, hallelujah, I have found Him whom my soul so long has craved. Jesus satisfies my
satisfies my longing. Through his blood I now am saved. Through his blood I now am saved. Through his blood I now am saved.
It's the Gaither Vocal Band featuring our guest today, David Phelps. It was 1998, I think we mentioned this, right, that you joined the vocal band?
It was 97 that I joined the vocal band, yes.
When did the Journey of Grace project, when did you record that?
I recorded when we lived, I was just out of school, and we lived in Waco, Texas, so that would have been 94, I believe.
Is that maybe what Bill heard as somewhat of an audition?
No, actually not. And you know, Bill's real smart about... what technology can do for a voice in the studio. Yeah. And so he's one that, you know, if he hears something promising on a recording, the next step is, well, go in and sing something, you know, and in a not controlled atmosphere. And so what happened was that I was... with Word Records, we were getting ready to do a solo record. Mm-hmm. And a guy named David Estes, who was in A&R there, said, you know, the vocal band's looking for someone right now. And honestly, that was a dream that I had for years. People mm-hmm. around me had said, oh, you've got to work with Bill and Gloria Gaither. You know, my mom and dad and friends, you know, mentors and everything. And you know, after a while of that not happening, after a good amount of time, I kind of forgot about it, put it on the back shelf, and you know, I don't know. And I'd really lost track of the vocal band after Michael English left. You know, I was a huge fan of him. And when they said that, the light went on, and so I went, well, let's see if we can pursue that and maybe put the solo thing on the back burner just a little bit, because you know they're just. They're incredible in this field. They're icons. And so Mark Lowry was on the label back then.
Yeah,
and he was coming back into town. And they said, come back this afternoon. We'll get Mark up here. And I went and played the piano and sang It Is Finished, actually. he took a demo that I have that has never been released of a song that I had written. And then that evening,
we have that on file, and we're gonna. I'm kidding.
No, I know you don't have that. I know you don't have that. But but he took that demo, and Bill said, "I like this, but I want you to go in and sing 'The King Is Coming,' and I think 'Little as Much.' Just go into the studio in front of a mic and put it in record." So I did that, and then 2 days later, they said, "Hey, will you?" They came out to my house and sang with me, and then we went and did a live concert together, and just kind of all snowballed at that point.
From one of his first Gaither Homecoming video shoots, live from the Atlanta, Georgia Dome in 1998, here's David now with Candy Christmas.
Jesus saves, he still does. He'll make of you someone new, cleanse the sin that was. The Holy Spirit whispers, no.
I've heard the joyful sound. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Spread the tidings all around. Jesus saves, Jesus saves.
Jesus saves, Jesus does. He'll make of you someone new. Cleanse the sin that was. The Holy Spirit whispers, no more must you be ashamed. Just believe it. Jesus saves. Jesus saves. He still does. He'll make a new, someone new. Cleanse the sin that was. The Holy Spirit whispers, no more must you be ashamed. Just believe it. Jesus saves. The Holy Spirit whispers, no more must you be ashamed. Just believe it. Just believe it. Just believe it. Jesus saves.
Well satisfied. I'm satisfied.
Jesus said it would be my comfort. Said it would be my guide. Well, I looked at my hands. My hands looked new. I looked at my feet. They did too. Ever since that wonderful day, my soul's been satisfied.
Satisfied.
Satisfied. Jesus.
I'm satisfied.
Satisfied. Jesus. Said it would be my comfort. Said it would be my guide. Well, I looked at my hands. My hands looked new. I looked at my feet and they did too. And ever since that wonderful day, my soul's been satisfied.
Well, the Lord moves in mysterious ways, His wonders to perform. You know, He plants His feet on every step, and then He rides on every storm. Well, it fixed my feet for running, boys. And then my eyes, He opened up wide.
He fixed my tongue so I could say, praise God, I'm satisfied.
Oh, satisfied.
Satisfied, Jesus.
I'm satisfied.
Satisfied, Jesus. Said it would be my comfort. Said it would be my guide. Well, I looked at my hands. My hands looked new. I looked at my feet and they did too. And ever since that wonderful day, my soul's been satisfied.
Well, it was way down yonder in the valley, boys, I was wandering all alone. And it was there I met my Jesus. Well, you know He claimed me for His own. And then He put His arms all around me there, and then He drew me up to His side.
Oh, yes, I'm satisfied.
Satisfied.
Satisfied with Jesus.
Oh, I'm satisfied.
Satisfied with Jesus. Said it would be my comfort. Said it would be my guide. Well, I looked at my hands. My hands looked new. I looked at my feet and they did too. Ever since that wonderful day, my soul's been satisfied.
I'm satisfied.
Satisfied with Jesus.
I'm satisfied.
Satisfied with Jesus.
Yeah.
Said it would be my comfort. Said it would be my guide. Well, I looked at my hands. My hands looked new. I looked at my feet and they did too. Ever since that wonderful day, my soul's been satisfied.
My soul's been satisfied.
This is Daniel Britt and Friends. Today, our guest is Michael English. With the vocal band, you were doing some solo stuff on the side, I think, around the time when the world came crashing down around you, and you tell the story in your book. And if you read the book, it's not even just one time. It's like you think that you're going to pick back up and start fresh, and then something else happens. And it's just that journey. And yours may have been in the spotlight, but I think we've all been there in our personal lives on and off the stage.
That's the sad part about it, you know, the tough part about being in here and doing what we're doing and being, you know, in the limelight per se. But, it's a tough thing, man, because, it's a fine line. It's really hard to say, you know, who's right and who's wrong in situations. The word talks about, you know, too much is given, much is required, and all of these things. And, you know, it's just tough. But at the same time, when you're in this, there's a lot more, there seems to be a lot of pressure too, you know, and a lot of crazy things come at you that wouldn't normally come from another type of job. So it's tough. You got to be ready for it. You got to be prayed up and all those things, And I just wasn't.
Yeah.
I just wasn't.
Well, and you might say that if, you know, when you mess up, that's not the time for criticism. Yes, you should stand up for truth and maybe speak the truth in love, but you know, I believe you shouldn't throw stones because it could easily be the other person.
No, and the scary part about that, when you do, man, 9 times out of 10, it's going to come back and boomerang on you. Yeah. And when it does, it seems to be a lot worse. That's not revenge from God. That's not even me saying, you know, na 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 boo boo. It's just you got to be careful.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, in anything, you've just got to be careful. I've seen it too many times.
Yeah.
And so, I don't throw stones anymore either.
I love this quote. Your sin, when you know it, can be the greatest gift God gives you.
Yeah.
Your obedience, when you know it, can be the worst thing in the world for you, because then you're self-sufficient. You don't need to rely on God and whatnot.
Right, exactly.
Do you think that through all that you've come through, that you have a better understanding of redemption, grace, forgiveness, those type of things?
I have a better understanding of everything, you know, going through all I've been through. I grew up, when I was growing up, singing in my dad's group, my brother's group, all I did was sing on the weekends.
Yeah.
I played baseball, was the other thing that I enjoyed. Other than that, I was in school. And then, you know, so I was just kind of guarded from that world, or the secular world, or the, you know, that whole thing. And so it's a weird thing for me, because when I got a taste of that, it wasn't like, oh, I've been missing this.
Sure.
It scared me at first, but I didn't have gospel music anymore when I lost everything. And that was my religion. And it's too hard to get into. It's too long. But I have a learning disability, and it's hard for me to read. Uh-huh. I mean, I try, and I tell people all the time now, you know, my remedy then was just not do it.
Yeah.
I'm singing every weekend.
Yeah.
You know, that should be good enough.
Yeah, right.
You know, and it wasn't, you know. So I tell people all the time, you know, they ask me, well, what do you do now? I read.
Yeah,
And if I don't understand it, or if my mind is wandering, I read, because I just have to believe that if you're reading the Word of God, that if you're reading it, it's getting in there somehow.
And it's alive.
It will brand its way somehow inside your mind and inside your heart. And so I continue doing that, you know, and with my prayer life too, because you will suffer a big deal if you're not dedicated to those type of things. And I wasn't. And so that's kind of how I lost my way, I believe, because there were so many things that kept coming up, man. So many battles I kept having to fight that I wasn't equipped for. When you have the Word of God on your side, and you have God on your side, and you're really where you need to be, you know, the Word says put on the whole armor of God.
Yeah.
And I didn't have one bit of armor on. Because I didn't even know it was in the Bible.
Exactly.
So.
Oh. Do you feel a sense of freedom now? Maybe the any mask that you had to wear before, especially being a professional Christian, has been ripped off, and now people know who you are. And it's kind of like what I heard a quote, and like him or not, Jim Baker. I mean, now he can go anywhere, say what he wants to say, do what he wants to do, follow God's will the best he knows what he's doing, and not have to necessarily give in to the criticism.
Yeah, you know what? You just, that's what I tell people all the time now. It's like, okay, you have boldness, Michael, to tell your story. That is so great. Well, you know what? When God changes you, when your life is changed, you go through some of the things that I've gone through or whatever. That person in my eyes is an old person. That person doesn't exist anymore. Mm-hmm. And so I am a new creature.
Sure.
And so I don't look at that as me anymore. And so I don't mind talking about it because that's not who I am.
Yeah.
I'm just a brand new being, and it feels great to be that way. And so when I'm on stage now or wherever I am, you know, I say what I say, and I'm an open book, you know, to say, you know what, this is the way it was, but this is the way it is now. And honestly, without sounding hateful, it's just, man, take it or leave it. But it would be great if you took it, you know, because I do care.
Yeah.
But my main goal is to care about what God thinks about me and not what others, because I can't live up to what others think. I can't.
I know how hopeless it feels when you're staring at the bottom of an empty heart. In my life I know how forgotten it feels, wondering if the world even knows who you are. But I've never known like the love of Jesus, and it's hard to describe what's happening inside, but right now all I know is it feels like redemption raining down on me. It feels like forgiveness has come to set me free. All my chains. When the hands of love touch a broken life, it feels like redemption. Whoa, yeah. Whoa, 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 yeah. Now I know how thankful it feels, 'cause I am overwhelmed by this gift of grace. Oh, and I know how healing feels. Oh, 'cause all my pain and all my shame and all my tears have been erased. It feels like redemption raining down on me. It feels like forgiveness
Michael English on Daniel Britt and Friends. Did it surprise you maybe when Bill called you with this new 5-member vocal band? Not because your relationship with Bill, I'm sure he was great through this whole ordeal, but because of maybe the risk that may be there.
For Bill?
Yeah, of bringing you back into the fold, so to speak.
I think if Bill thought about anything, he just wanted to know if I was physically able to do it.
Yeah.
The other part, I can honestly tell you, you can ask anyone, that's not even a thought. Bill's going to come against bigger things than that.
You've been listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. Each week, Daniel brings you exciting music, conversation, and news updates from the world of Southern gospel. You can hear many of the interviews again online at danielbritt.com. Make a date next week for Daniel Britt and Friends.